Good day, sisters and brothers. Today is October 13, 2022, the sixth week and day 37 of our 40 days of prayer and fasting, as we concentrate on the need to recognize the soon return of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Before praying, I want to say a few words of encouragement. In response to the disciples' questions about the signs of the end of the world and of his coming, these questions Jesus answered, recorded in Matthew 24. The first thing Jesus said is not to be deceived. And then he listed a number of things which we see happening right now. But there's also a promise for us, for those of us who believe in him. He said in Luke 21:28 that when we see these things begin to happen, we are to look up, because our redemption draws nigh. So, sisters and brothers, we have a blessed hope. Jesus is coming again. He is coming to claim his chosen bride, all the redeemed and purified, over the whole earth scattered wide. What if it were today? Satan's dominion will soon be o'er. Oh, that it were today! Sorrow and sighing shall be no more. Oh, that it were today! Then shall the dead in Christ arise, caught up to meet him in the skies. When shall these glories meet our eyes? What if it were today? Faithful and true would he find us here if he should come today, watching in gladness and not in fear if he should come today. Signs of his coming multiply. Morning light breaks in eastern sky. Watch, for the time is drawing nigh. What if it were today? We have a blessed and glorious hope. So, we look forward to his coming and we pray that it will be soon. Let us pray. Almighty, loving, and awesome Heavenly Father, we are thankful that we can come to you in the blessed name of Jesus. Being conscious of our sinfulness, we confess that we need your cleansing and forgiveness. So, please forgive us, Lord, when we forget that you are sovereign over every situation, and when we become burdened with our lives' situations. Please help us to, instead of worrying, thank you for your word, which is so readily available to us. Help us that in light of the deceit by the many false Christs we see and hear around us today, the many wars and rumors of wars, the famines, floods, lawlessness, the earthquakes and pestilence, the hatred of those who believe in you, the persecution, betrayal, and falling away of many who once walked in the paths of righteousness. Lord, help us to remember what you told us would be happening. Help us to recognize that your word is not hindered, that it is being preached all over the world. Help us to be watching, to be ready. Help us to examine our hearts and to be careful that we are not facilitating sinful practices or giving approval to those who do. Lord, help us to open our eyes to recognize the multiple and obvious signs occurring around us, which speaks so loudly that your return is at the door. Open our eyes that we may see and know that your coming is imminent. Maranatha, Lord. Amen. Amen.